The evidence is in the governor of the Bank of England saying the banks are a load of shit and they should be exiled to Siberia. And why aren't people objecting more? He's saying, why aren't people, the governor of the Bank of England saying, I can't believe that people aren't more angry. That's the governor of the Bank of England. So I said, well, sitting here saying, well, you know, it's an ideological problem, it's really okay. Bullshit. I mean, the trade unions are out in the streets in 2 weeks' time. Possibly the biggest mobilization going. Okay, where are the artists? Oh, they'll be there. They'll be there. What I'm trying to take part of the seminar today is, and why I brought up the thing about Lenin and this conjunction, this notional conjunction of critical avant-garde art practice and the most incredible critical crisis in the politics of our government. And what happened in Zurich was, of course, they missed each other. So, you know, the Russian Revolution went off in one direction and Dada went off in the other. Two extraordinary critical impulses. So we were kind of like, you know, trying to take not be too serious, make fun of ourselves and say, shit, you know, Lenin got it wrong. He wanted to do an art piece. He saw the Dada performance, but shit, this is the future of socialism. And constructive the Russian Revolution has a performance, but it went wrong, it went real. You know, you see what I'm saying. So are we just being too self-important and too puffed up with, as artists, you know, we need to engage with this social problem? Or should we just stay in our studios and hope for the best? Yeah. come on, like, don't be shy. You've a lot to say. The website's got some really, really incendiary records there. Come on, give it to us. I've just made one up. It's called The Bonfire. Come on, you've had a lot to say. You've got very clear, strong ideas about what artists should do. Give it to us. Come on. Should we stay in the studios, or should we go out in the streets, or is there something more subtle in between them?
No, definitely not. I do think that, well, I'm not going to say all, because obviously that you should force people to do something they want to.
Yeah.
But I do think that definitely it's a time where as many artists who are against the cuts can come together. So it's really about trying to find a space where different artists with different voices and issues can come together and alienating people because they have different sort of approaches.
Sometimes standing outside as well,
yeah.
I think.
So in a third place, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There's a second problem for us, and that is maybe, in a sense, are we being naive in thinking that the way to deal with the big business, the government, this kind of corporate agenda, which is privatizing and eroding life, and the artists, okay, the problems of the communities, are we expecting too much of ideology? Maybe are we thinking, you know, maybe, you know, can we as artists help, you know, is it by changing the ideology and critiquing the government going to make the fourth area okay? I'm not, you know, maybe it's too simplistic.
Well, and I think some people would think that they could have an effect on that, and some people wouldn't. Some people would take it as given. So artists is not a homogenous group, and that's where these issues are difficult.